about, keepin', talked about constantly, keepin', up and down, keepin', pushed around, but they held her down. NYC, she has no regrets, she accepts the path, all these things they helped to make. She's been lost and found, and she's still around. There's a reason for everything, yeah.
You know I've been holding on, trying to make me weak, but I still stay strong.
To do and say, no one's telling her who to be. She's on solid ground, she's been lost and found, and she answers to G-O-D. And she's confident this is not the end. Ask me how I know, cause she is me.
Mic stand with Simply May. I am Simply May in full effect on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend. Yes, yes, y'all. If you're listening internationally here in the United States of America, or America with 3 K's, as I like to call it, we honor Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. around this time every year on these parts of the seas. For folks who are local, you may not know, the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay is heard on 192 countries. So I like to make sure that we are explaining to the people what's going on here in America and why it is that we do what we do when we do it. I'm happy to hear from you guys, happy that you're listening. And I want you to know, Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday always happens on the second Monday of January, but that is not always his birthday. This year, it will actually be his birthday. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January the 15th, 1929. Of course, died April 4th, 1968. And I just want to make sure we're clear. It's the one mic stand with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay in full effect. We are having us technical difficulties. Ha! What I was saying to you all, full conversation, I want to thank you for having a listen. That's always beautiful. I am Simply Nay. This is the one mic stand with Simply Nay. I'm excited to be chatting with you this Martin Luther King Jr. Day weekend. For those of you who are listening from overseas, we're heard on today everywhere. We honor the life of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He's a civil rights activist, of course, an American Baptist minister, and he's, of course, dead. We know that. We do this every second Monday in January. However, his birthday is not always the day that we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This year, however, Martin Luther King Jr. Day will be falling exactly on Martin Luther King Jr. 1929. So I'm very, 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 very thankful that we continue to honor the legacy of this man. But I want to really take a moment and challenge us to look at what legacies we're creating for Black future while we study focused on Black history. Yes, that's coming, that's coming, that's coming, that's coming. We're going to talk about that. But today's show, we are chatting with Ms. Brenda Hayes about her upcoming documentary, Back Burner Dream. This film is described as a woman's passion project. It focuses on three women whose dreams are their own, but whose stories are shared by many women. Unfortunately, if Ms. Hayes doesn't receive the financial support she needs, this film cannot be completed. Currently, there's an Indiegogo campaign. We've been sharing it today, and we'll continue to share it because, you know, support is free, seeking to make Brenda's own back burner dream come true, which is, of course, this documentary. What is the definition of a back burner dream? What inspired her to make this film? How can listeners support her efforts? Keep listening, you're going to find out. And I got some special announcements and some discounts for some things you do not want to miss. Got to get into some sponsor thanking, get into these commercials. Stand Omni Media is a diversified digital media brand. Our mission is to uplift the voices and cultures that are most often silenced. Our roster includes shows like The Capital T, Stay Woke Radio, Black Male Show, just to name a few. If you're interested in hosting your own show, please visit www.wheredoyoustand.com/radio for more information. And again, that's www.wheredoyoustand.com for more information. Your inquiry is not a guarantee that you will become a Stan Omni Media host, but you can definitely try and have a conversation and see what happens from there. We are going to get into one more song, and after we listen to this song, we're going to talk to our guest, because from what I hear, she's working hard for the money. Tell them, Donna Summers. Shout out to everybody working hard for the money. I know I am. I am so excited about this conversation that I don't know what to do. We talking about the dream and dreamers on Martin Luther King weekend, but let's talk about back burner dreams. Miss Brenda Hayes, you're live on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Thank you so much for coming through.
And thank you so much for making it possible for me to come through. I was jamming to that Donna Summer song and DJ Block. And how appropriate both of those songs are. That was great of you to pick them. And yes, this is a week in where we commemorate the life and sacrifice of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And we do normally celebrate his birthday on the third Monday of each January. And as you said, this Monday, this holiday, rather.
It's
the Monday that he was actually born on the 15th. But once again, thank you for having me on. And I appreciate it.
No problem. I really appreciate the work that you do. You're like a community parent here in D.C. for those who are familiar with you. And you really, really, really do great work. But those who don't know you, can you introduce Miss Brenda Hayes to all 192 countries listening to the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay?
Wow. What a wonderful opportunity.
I'm Brenda Hayes.
I have, for the last two years, since March 2015, been working on this film project, Back Burner Dream, a women's passion project, and it features three women of color who I challenge to, in 9 months' time, try to revive and revisit those dreams that they put on the back burner to raise children,
to work,
support the dreams and passions of everyone else except themselves. And I chose women, women of color, because in a country that is steeped in white supremacy, patriarchy, misogyny, often. Homophobia, transphobia. I wanted to concentrate on these three women because there's societal roadblocks in place that prevent us, as women in particular, who I'm concentrating on, from reaching our dreams, and it keeps us often in a system that perpetuates that inability. That's what this film is about. I also host the radio show, This Light Sounds for Social Change, and I give a platform to artist activists who use their art to foment and catalyze social change. So that's it in a nutshell. Okay, I can't hear you. We're lost. Hello? I can't hear anything.
Life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now. And it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to where we met. The way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love. Remember when I used to
love them and leave them. That's what I used to do. Use and abuse them. Then I laid eyes on
Tell me, Rick. That song is a hit, and you can't say it ain't. You can't say it ain't. We're back. Miss Hayes is back. If that song plays and you are romantic with someone and y'all are sexual and you can't get no butt, that's you. Rick James didn't do it. Tina Marie didn't do it. It's you. And I just want to tell you, like, some songs, you just by the end of the song, you're supposed to be doing it. And if you're not, you need to see someone for additional assistance. And I actually have somewhere you can go, but we'll get to that. We're Simply Nate in the streets. So we met the dreamer, Miss Brenda Hayes, mom extraordinaire, radio host herself. What day does your show come on so folks can, like, listen and things?
Well, you know what, Simply May? Now I'm on the local Pacifica station, which is great to have a wider audience. And I'm on the first Wednesday of each month on Sophie's Parlor, but it's still on this Sound for Social Change show. So that's from 3 the first Wednesday of each month on Pacific, WPFWFM.org, locally 9.3 FM.
Yes, so, the radio voice. I'm living for it. So let's go into this film work. I was actually in a film that you did. So I know that this is not your first film, but these other folks don't know. So can you talk about, you know, your filmmaking background, your arts background, what brought you to that?
Very good question. My life brought me to that. I'm 62 years old. I don't know what that's supposed to feel like, but for most of my life, I did what people said I should do, what society said I should do, living the expectations of everyone else except myself and feeling horrible. Well, 2010, I befriended Bea Steadwell, a fabulous artist, musician, filmmaker, and it is that friendship that opened me up and gave me permission to start living my dreams and what I wanted to do. And I worked on a few of her videos with her, and she asked me in 2013 to co-produce her independent short film called Vow of Silence, which has since then been screened on just about every continent, tens of countries, hundreds almost of cities, and that was such an amazing experience. From there, I think she was very instrumental, and all props to Bea Steadwell for her generosity. You know what kind of person she is.
Mm-hmm.
You're being a part of the film. She made it possible for me to audit a cinematography course at Howard University. That really changed the trajectory of my life and just put in me the passion, or reignited the passion that I had to use media and the power and platform, not only radio but film, to get messages out, to tell the stories that are not normally told. And the final project in that class was to invent a short piece more than 5 minutes long to the class. And my film, one of three chosen to be shot, to have a crew. And I was sharing the film with a coworker of mine, Vinny. She's one of the film. And after she saw it, she said, "Brenda, that's wonderful. You're following your dreams." And the proverbial light bulb went off, and I said, "Stephanie, what's your dream?" And without hesitation, she said, "I want to dance ballet again." So that was how it began. And then I put a call out on social media for, I wanted to cover three women of color. Stephanie is Colombian-born, Puerto Rican-raised, and been living in the United States since she was 16. She is now 32. And so I put this call out for two other women of color. I don't know, the numbers just popped up, to send me what their back burner dreams were, and I was going to try to narrow it down. Then I thought, I have friends who have, I'm sure, have back burner dreams, and sure enough, I asked two other of my friends, you know what, you know, we have friends, but I think we don't know what a lifetime their heart's desires are. You know, I think it's incumbent upon us to open up to one another, because you don't know how we can help one another. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Now, so, one second. I want to deviate. It's very hard, even in you telling this story, right? It has become very difficult for relationships to be built with the uprise of social media and all sorts of apps and snaps and all of the things, right? I was around before there were all of those things, as were you.
Right.
How do you think that level of influence then produces these back burner dreams? Because you stated that, you know, it was a common thread, particularly in women of color of a certain age. And so I just wanted to, you're in media, I wanted to see, what do you think society's influence has been on that? Because a lot of times we internalize it and we hold that self-doubt and it's something
That's
wrong
a good
with
point.
Us. But as someone who has literally been studying this and documenting it for so long, where is society in this?
Yeah. Well, you know what? We paint rosy pictures on social media oftentimes, you know, and it's not the real deal, you know. So I think social media, I use it to spread the word about my guest, my project, and so forth, about the heinous stuff that's going on nowadays. But oftentimes I see all these rosy pictures that people are posting of their lives, and you know, a lot of that is not true, you know. So I think we could use better to promote reality of not only our lives, but the lives of so many other people who are suffering, or, you know, so years and generations of injustice.
That's real. I agree with that. So getting into reality, right? The reality is you can have the talent all day, but talent needs resources, right? So you could shoot a movie, you could come up with an idea for a movie, but that requires equipment, that requires the bodies, that requires the location. So can you talk us through that process and where it
is
now?
So good. That's so good. It's true. You know, my passion can only go so far. The love I have for this project and the desire and the energy and so forth and so on. But paying people the talent that you need to surround yourself with, feeding those people, getting the equipment, transportation, they all cost money. It's the real thing. I want to honor the lives of the three women involved, their stories, in the best possible way I know how. And that means I need funds to pay the cinematographer, the director of photography, the lighting people, the sound people, editing, the color correction. They're not inexpensive. And I have used basically my money, you know, to do it. I first started the project in 2015. I got a bit of money, but, you know, it's been me, 99.9%. And it's, you know, it'd be nice to get some community backing behind this, you know. Of course, I've applied for grants from funders, but it's like, well, we don't know you. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it sucks. It really does. But that's how it is. So I'm depending on my community to help me. And I launched the Indiegogo campaign. It's been a week now, and I've reached 30% of my 100% goal. So I'm confident that I'm going to get there. Fingers crossed.
I'm confident you're going to get there, too, and I'm confident that Folks on One Mic will definitely help. If you have some questions, I see these lines are blowing up. We're 646-787-8623. You want to push 1 to indicate that you have something to say. So far, if you feel comfortable, because, you know, one thing I talk to folks about is we say things like 5% of this was spent on whoop-de-whoop-whoop. But, like, can you give a ballpark figure? You don't have to tell your business. But how much money have you put in this project out of your own pocket at this point?
Oh, my God. That's a good question. Close to 10K. And I was able to do that early on because, boy, the universe was looking down on me. Took out my retirement, my pension from a job I used to work at. They sent this letter and said, oh, you know, you're eligible for X amount of dollars. You can have this in one lump sum now or a little bit every month. And so I took the one lump sum and I put it towards this film project, you know. And in August of 2015, my last job, the office closed down. And 3 months later, can I call you, Anna? Or what do you want me to call you on the air with 192?
Oh, Simply Day is what Simply folks know me as. But, you know, all the things I do cross, I'm Googleable. It's okay. No shade. I'm Simply Nay on the radio, though.
Simply Nay. 3 months later, my dad, who was dying from cancer, moved from Virginia and moved in with me. And he passed this past July, but I had to put my life on hold and the project for the most part to take care of him. That's not uncommon for women to do, take care of aging and dying parents. You know, as women in this society, we are the nurturers, it's wonderful, and a lot of that nurturing from our children to our ailing and elderly, aging parents falls on our shoulders, and that was the case with me. Even though, Simply Nay, I have three brothers who live in the area, only of the three, only one really stepped up to the plate, and he happened to be a new dad and could, you know, help as much as he could. So, you know, our role as women in society, especially women of color, tries to box us in many ways, you know. And then add to that the justice that has been so sewn into the fabric of this country. Dreaming and fulfilling our dream is a luxury in many, many instances. Certainly, when you talk to women of color, and I have, for the film project, went on the street and did women on the street interviews asking one question, what is your back burner dreams? Without hesitation, women say, oh, I want to write a book. Oh, I want to be, you know, go back to my music. I want to do this. That tells me something. It's right there in their heart, you know. Well, why aren't you doing it? Well, I have to do this. I don't have the this, that, and the other. So I envision a society, come with me, Simply Nay, and look at a society if we as women of color, were able to live our whole lives, including bringing those passions and dreams we hold so dear to us to reality. I think the world would be that much better, because imagine the magnitude and the variety of passion and dreams that we hold, you know. But because of the societal roadblocks in place, oftentimes those dreams die with us. I can't tell you simply what my mom's dreams were. I can tell you that she was a brilliant woman. She was a loving woman. She was a caring woman who sacrificed dearly for us. She was creative. I never knew her dreams. I never knew the dreams of my grandmothers, my aunts. That's not good.
You about to have me
But can
crying.
You imagine how powerful?
You about to have me crying. You spoke that. Because you know what? I don't know the dreams of my family members.
You know,
I think we need to go
down.
On a song break and come back. You on a roll. You on a roll. You folk got
All
to
right.
get their tissue. They got to get their tissue. I think I got a song for you. The Spinners wrote this song. It's called Sadie. Take a listen.
All right.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school, filled with a Lord of glory. We learned the holy story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet say? Seems so funny, no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy being with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song. Just try one more time and say, and though we were very poor,
That's my song. I love that song. For some people, y'all are listening, and you say, I thought R. Kelly sung that song. He does not. The Spinners sing that song, and we don't play R. Kelly on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nate. We really don't play R. Kelly on Stan Omni Media at all. I'm just telling you. But the Spinners sang that. I am just so happy. We have some folks on the line, so I want to give them the opportunity. You are live on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nate. Your number ends in 0457. Thank you for listening.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Thank you for listening. Ms. Hayes can hear you. We appreciate it.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I'm on the air?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I just wanted to say that I'm really glad that this project exists, and that I know there's a lot of women out there that have back burner dreams. Can I say who I am?
If you want. It's your world, squirrel.
It's my world. Everybody knows that's what this is, my phone number. but anyway, what I was going to say is that I really appreciate the fact that the film does exist. And also, I know you brought the question earlier about, you know, what's the role of social media? Like, how is social media affecting us and our back burner dreams, something to that effect. I think
yeah.
You brought up that question earlier. I was just going to say that I feel like it sort of isolates us, social media. Because back in the days that I came up in, we actually gathered in person. And in terms of, like, the community with, you know, poetry or artistic things or even social functions, I feel like it was easier to do things back before social media because people just got together. You know, like you
got
flyers.
Yeah.
You get a flyer on your car or whatever, and the community just came together live and in person.
Yeah.
And I just feel like we got to find a way to get back to that.
For that
I know it's
very
not easy.
Reason, the name social media is misleading. It's sometimes, often, anything but social.
Yeah,
right.
Anti-social media.
There you go.
Basically. This is Jay, by the way.
Yay,
I thought
Jay,
that was
so
Jay.
Much for listening and supporting. It's always
no problem.
Fine. Support is free. I really appreciate it. Maybe one of these days Jay will have a show. I mean, I'm just saying, it's something you can do. It's a thing.
Maybe.
You know,
it's a thing.
Amen.
What'd you say, amen?
I said I'd tune in to that show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. All right.
You know,
well,
people
my,
will listen, but I thank you, and you have a great week and a great, you know, forever, until the next time when you make a comment.
All right, cool.
And y'all, we have 10 minutes on the show. I really want to get into tangible support for you, right? Like, we always do this. What you're doing is great. We're going to like you on Facebook. I ain't never been able to take no Facebook likes to the landlord. I've never been able to take them to Best Buy and purchase a single thing, not the grocery store, Nathan. So, like, if you knew a genie could come and grant whatever the wish is, what does support for you and Backburner Dreams, a woman's passion project, look like?
Thank you. And you're right. You can't take those things to the grocery store, to the cinematographer who got their hand out, none of that. I think certainly monetary support, and you can reach me at bhayesfilms@gmail.com. And thank you for putting the link in the promotion of the show tonight, Simply. I really appreciate that. But if you don't have that link, you can reach me at bhayesfilms.com, and I'll send you the link to the Indiegogo campaign. What I would like people to do, first of all, is take stock of their lives. Sit with yourself. See what your passions are. Do some digging. And the day-to-day, we forget who we are because we are so part of race that has been placed upon our shoulders. What is your story? What is your dream? Who are you in your life? You know, I think it's important to take stock and take that leap. I think Socrates said an unexamined life is not worth living. So for me, do it for me. You know, we're in a world that is topsy-turvy. We're told what is fake, what is real. You know, kind of block all that stuff out and sit with yourself and find out who you are and what your heart is. Do yourself that favor. And in doing so, I think you're going to do your family a favor. My daughter came to me in tears, Mother's Day. It's the best gift I could have ever gotten. And said to me that school that was majority white, rich, the whole nine. And she said, you know, I saw other mothers doing their thing, doing their being in these professions, and I want you to do you, to be that example for me. And that hit me like a ton of bricks. Model, you know, for our children, who, you know, we're their first role model. And what are we showing them? I think it's incumbent on us as mothers, number one, fathers, people in the community, to show that we are living our full selves, our whole selves, and what that means. But yes, please contact me at bhayesfilms@gmail.com. B as in Brenda, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, films, like movies, F-I-L-M-S @gmail.com. And I'll send you the link. And thank you in advance for supporting this. No amount small or too great. And I thank you for that. And simply for this opportunity.
I thank you. I really, really appreciate the work that you do. I really appreciate you being a kind spirit. Folks who listen to this show know that my journey with my family has never been beautiful. And I have to say that you were the first mother of color, black mom I saw parenting in the LGBT community, and not just parenting your own child, but really willing to accept the journeys and trials and tribulations of others, you know, and that's really been a blessing to a lot of us, and I want you to be clear about that, and you have my support, and anything I can do, I definitely want to make sure that, you know, we can do it, and folks, like, please, email, message, all of those things to make this happen, and we can have you back again, all of that. I really appreciate you and the work that you do, and, you know, this time next year, we will be watching Black Burner Dreams and laughing about how we had to have an Indiegogo to get it done. You know, these things are going to be laughable at some point. Laughable.
Yeah.
But I promised you all we were going to have Simply Nay in the streets. I'm going to keep you on. You're my co-host now because, you know, we only got 5 minutes left. Are there any more links, any more contact information that you want to make sure that the folks have before
I
move into?
And I'd be remiss if I didn't say thank you to you for all the work you do and just your kind and unseen spirit, energy you have, the heart you have for the community. So thank you. And I wish you continued strength and all that you continue on your journey because it's one of love. And thank you for that. And I'm on Facebook, of course, Black Burner Dreams. Or Brenda Hayes, either one. Twitter at Backburner Dreams. I'm on Instagram at B Hayes Films. So all those anti-social media platforms.
That's the term for the new year. All right, friends. You know we close out with Simply Nay in the streets. I'm gonna be all over the place. I actually think I might not like give you too much because I've just to stay booked apparently in 2018. So. Tomorrow, you should fly with my daytime job. We keep it real. I got all the jobs. Fly with the Future Foundation. Please ride on this float. I have never built a float in my life. I'm actually hosting this show right now with float building going outside where I've set up the studio because the kids have a studio. So doesn't that work out? You want to ride their float in the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Peace Walk. The float is a showstopper. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it in the middle of Southeast, and so is everybody out of their apartments. The theme is Black to the Future. To join us, you must arrive at the Anacostia Art Center at 9:30 a.m. as we want to be ready for the instructions from the walk officials. You'll be looking for two superheroes. Yes, literally, two superheroes, capes and all, holding a flag to guide you to our float. This year's Peace Walk will begin at 10 a.m. on Monday, January the 15th at 2500 MOK Avenue Southeast and in at Berry Farm Recreation Center. We're going to be on time, not on color people time. I understand that we're celebrating MLK. The next thing, January 27th, 2018 at 8 p.m., I am telling you that you want to taste, touch, feel once again. I've been doing this for some time. This is the Dreams, Desires, Fantasy Edition. It's an all-white affair in the middle of January. Now, I understand. My outfits get made. If you've been before, you know, my costumes get made. You have to buy something. It's worth it. Or wear something else, then put your winter white on when you get there. Because a lot of people don't have no clothes on. Like we say, dress to impress or in your kinky best. The show is from 8 to 11. Playtime is from 11 to 2 a.m. I'm saying you want to get a ticket to see all of the things, because I've seen some things since I have been hosting with the queen bees of the whole hive. I'll just also, because, you know, everybody don't got coins. I don't have no coins. I'm just married. I get coins by marriage, like by contractual obligation. But I want to throw out there that I just got invited to be one of the directors of Outright's D.C. Queer Theater Festival. And so they will be having a performance of one-page plays. So that means that what you're seeing was a one-page play. And I'll be directing with a team of directors. I have two presentations that will be shown in the festival. So this is going to be taking place at the Tiger's Tin Parlor, one of the two. We've got plenty of time to talk about, and I'll be sharing. It's going to be at 7 p.m., and tickets are going to go on sale soon. It's going to be great. I'm excited. Usually I do some acting, I do some writing, I do some directing. I don't really do a lot of talking about that, but I'm really excited to bring these projects to life. It was a contest that Outright DC did, and then they decided to move forward and really bring these projects to life. And I wanted to be standing room only in there, not just for me, right, but for these folks who have been cast to play these roles, for our community members, some of whom this is their first time ever seeing their writing being performed. And so if feels real good to know that you're being well received, and I think that we've had a conversation about how we need to show up for folks, and this is a cool way, not just me, but the other folks. And the tickets are going to be $10, and it's going to be cool, and there'll be food there, and there'll be cocktails there, and I take cocktails as a form of love and reparations. I just want you to know, what were you about to say, Ms. A?
I was going to say, I'm just enjoying you right now.
Oh, cool. Thank you. There are more things forthcoming.